Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of you. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. God bless you, all of you from all over the land. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for taking our time for the Lord. One of the things I'm trying to promulgate and promote across the country, people to make a sacrifice for the Lord, or as they would a special day, a special time, a special person in their lives. For example, if a person got a phone call, and God forbid, we hope that this doesn't happen, but we know it does, and they say that your loved one is gone, you would stop everything you're doing because that loved one meant so much to you, and you would start making plans for the homegoing service. Now, I don't want anybody to come on the line late and get right in the middle of something here and say, well, who died? No. I'm just giving an example. And I know the way people do. But if something like that were to happen and you lost your sister or brother, and God forbid, you would stop everything you're doing, because that was your sister, that was your brother. If your son or daughter was graduating from high school or college, you would stop everything and be there for your son or daughter. Well, yet when it comes to Jesus, you say you love him, that he's the love of your life, and yet you're too busy to stop everything for him. That doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. Most people, they tell you the proof is in the pudding when they really mean something. They do something. And if you want a miracle from God, you got to do something. Notice that when Jesus gave people miracles in the Bible, just ask him to do something. If it wasn't anything difficult, he asked him to do something just simple. A lame man by the pool of Bethesda, he'd been laying there 38 long years trying to get in that pool every time it got stirred by the angel. Because the first one who would get in would receive a miracle, healing. Jesus came along. The man was laying by the pool, and every time he would try to get in there, somebody beat him in. But Jesus told him to take up. That verb right there, take up, it meant that you got to do something. Take up your bed and walk. Maybe someone didn't see that, but maybe Jesus was trying to show compassion on others. Because if you are laying here and you got your bed here and you're able to walk it, make up your bed. Make up your bed. That's what you tell your children. Get up in the morning. Boy, make up your bed. Make up your bed. Do something. And you don't want the bed there in the way, because now I've healed you. Why are you going to leave the bed there in the way that somebody else who's crippled can get in the pool? Why are you going to leave it there as if you're trying to go back to the bed? No. Take up. Mm-hmm. Take up your bed and walk. And so if you want to do something for the Lord, when you do something for the Lord, he'll do something for you. Now, I want you to get ready. We're going to thank God 1,000 times. Do something. All of you in Africa, India, Asia, all over cities in Brazil and in Russia and in England, and if I don't even call your nation, do something. I'm talking about doing something. It's not about me calling your nation. You want a miracle from the Lord? Do something. And I'm asking you to do two things. Number one is to help me thank God 1,000 times. We're going to do that in just a moment. And then secondly, I'm calling a clarion call. This is a clarion call to all of the saints of God, all of the prayer warriors, all of the praisers, all of the people who love the Lord, to do something. Get up and come to the center of the nation on September the 17th, right here, and come and be a part of the sacrificial night for Jesus. Amen. It's a sacrificial night for Jesus. In other words, can you make him as important in your life as your sister dying, your brother dying? Thank God they have it. But can you put him on that same level? In fact, he ought to be greater than any sister or brother, because without him, you wouldn't have a sister or brother. But can you make a sacrifice for him? I'm calling you to do it on September 17th. But tonight, while we're here, here's the format of what we do here. We thank God 1,000 times. It is possible. I've done it on my way from Florida back to Texas. I said, God, you've been so good to me. If I can thank you 1,000 times, I would. And I'm trying to go to sleep, and the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I said, I don't know how, Lord, but upon your word, I'll try. And I put my handkerchief over my mouth, turned my head toward the window. I was on the airplane. And I began to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you. I kept saying, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you. Before I knew it, I'd thank him 100 times. I kept on, thank you. Before I knew it, I thanked him 200 times. Then I started naming things. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you. Before I know it, I thanked him 300, 400, 500 times. I kept on thanking him. Oh, I was about to shout everywhere on that plane. Because then when praises go up, it is true blessings come down. I'm a living witness that the blessings start falling on me. I started getting so happy, I didn't know what to do. Thank you. Oh, my God, my foot started shivering. And oh, my God. I had to get up about 800 times. I got up, looked back at the back of the plane and saw the restroom back there. I said, well, maybe if I can make it back there, I can give God a holler. I was so full, I had to holler. And on my way back to that restroom, I thought about how I had been born with asthma, couldn't breathe correctly. And God was so kind to me 17 years later with asthma. God healed me. Yeah, he healed me and told me to blow my horn. I was blowing my saxophone in the clubs with asthma. But God healed me and told me to blow for him. Oh, God, thank you. I'll never forget it. When I thought about it on my way to that restroom, I got in that restroom and began to shout, Thank you, Jesus. I thanked him at least 1,000 times by then, because I was thanking him on the way down that aisle, walking slow. And thank you. The Holy Ghost fell on me on that plane. It is possible to thank him 1,000 times, about 15, 20 minutes. That's what we're going to do on here in just a moment. If you love him, make a sacrifice. Amen. Who will thank him 1,000 times in your nation? Who will do that in your city? Who will do that in your home? When you say, well, I'm busy, that's what I'm talking about right there, about making a sacrifice for him. Other things are more important to you than Jesus is. You're going to let him be more important than the things are. Because, see, what you have, he gave you. And who you are, he made you. You wouldn't have nothing if the Lord hadn't allowed it to come into being. You think you got a good job, you think you can make money and everything. If God could just remove his hand right now over you And you wouldn't even have your right mind. You go see now. Wouldn't even know about the money. You wouldn't know. Wouldn't even know how to spend nothing. You know, you're fooling with the Jehovah God, the one who is the maker of everything. And yet you put other things above him and treat him like he ain't nothing. Well, who ain't nothing? You ain't nothing. I said you ain't nothing without the Lord on your side. I said without the Lord on your side, you ain't nothing. And you got to realize that he's the one who bless you. See, some of y'all accuse him of falsely accuse him. Oh, Lord, why'd you take why'd you do this to me? Why'd you take my mama? Why'd you take my daddy? Why'd you do this to me? Listen, God ain't got to do nothing for you, to you. All he got to do is just remove his hand over you. And if he removes his hand, all kinds of calamity will fall on you. Well, how you figure that? Prove it to me. Job. Yeah, the devil came to God and challenged him. And God said, consider my servant Job. If you just, he's serving you because you've been so good. If you just give him to me, I'll make him curse your teeth. All God didn't harm Job. All God did was remove his hand. The devil is the one who caused all those things to happen to him. God, all he did was remove his hand. God's been good to you, and you need to be good to him. At least sometimes you need to be good to him. Some of y'all are so selfish. All you want is for folks to be good to you. So selfish. God ought to be, you ought to be good to him. As good to him as he is to you. He's better to you than you've been to yourself. Man or woman, I said he's better to you than you have been to yourself. All right? I'm going to ask you, if you have a request, he even allows you to do that. Make a request to him. And I'm going to give you some music. If you want to make a request, come on, make that request, and we'll come back, and then we'll pray. God bless you in 25 seconds. Make a request.
Great, 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 Father God. You are very great, Father. Move them out, Father God. Ones I know of, Father, and the ones I know not of, Father God. Destroy, Father. Destroy these works within me, Father. Clean me, Father God. Clean me, Lord. Forgive me, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for hearing this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for giving people the privilege to make the request. For hearing that prayer, I'm asking you in Jesus' name, amen. So many people need your help. So many people have their back against the wall. And you're able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or even think. I'm thanking you for what you've done already, and I'm asking you to have mercy upon them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, thank you. Have mercy.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
So
comfortable.
So wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the anointing. It's flowing right now on this land.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. Bless your holy name. And now, Lord, if I will, I desire to give you 1,000 thank yous. Receive them in the name of Jesus.
Thank you
for your goodness and your kindness and your wondrous work. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you. Lord, if you have your lines open, you can help us thank him if you desire to do so.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus Thank you, Lord. Thank you. the second guy with his muscle, though. Like a muscle. I heard him, but I was like.
All right, close your block line out if you have a personal agenda.